turn to us for the information you need now. News Radio 560 KPQ.
This is The Agenda from News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
Good afternoon, it's 12:15. This is The Agenda. News Radio 560 KPQ. And I ask you today not to be grim about it, but consider this. We're all dying. Some of us are dying slowly, some of us are dying quickly in our own way, but nobody gets out of this thing alive. We're all dying. And the guitars you're listening to right now? Noki Wilson also left this earth, playing lead guitar for the Ventures for all those years. As did many entertainers and celebrities that we've come to love and file away in our memories. So we're going to look back. 2018, some of the people we lost, some of the people you've forgotten about, but they're all really part of your memory. And it's a great show. I really like doing this. I like looking forward to that time of the year when we consider all that's happened during one calendar year. Sometimes they seem to go by quickly, but I bet as we go through this list, you'll say, gosh, that was a long year after all. Entertainers and celebrities who died and moved on to other challenges in the year 2018, and we begin with Microsoft co-founder, Seahawk and Trailblazer owner, Paul Allen.
Bill and I would actually dive in the dumpsters to try to find listings of the secret inner code of the operating system.
You're kidding.
Try to figure out how it worked. That's how passionate we were. He was saying, well, imagine what it's like to run a Fortune 500 company. And I'm thinking, I have no idea. You know, my parents were librarians. I mean, I would have 10 ideas, and he would kind of pick them apart one by one. I said, here, look at the magazine. You know, this is the computer we've been waiting for. It's amazing to think back then nobody had personal computers. I mean, there were computers in universities and research labs and in corporations, but nobody had personal computers.
It's true. Many people can look back in their own personal history and remember a time when there were no computers, but very few of them can say, and so I built them, and now everyone owns a Microsoft product. Paul Allen died on October 15th at the age of 65 after a long battle with cancer. Actress and director Penny Marshall died December 15th from complications associated with diabetes. Here she discusses her acting partner leaving the television comedy Laverne and Shirley because Shirley's new husband, in real life, was actually taking over her career.
I was aware she got married because I was at the wedding. I was aware she was pregnant because I could see. And she told me. I wasn't aware that he would be such a pest. You know, and wanted hours in writing and Winnebago's. We never had time to go to a Winnebago. You know, that takes more energy, climbing up the steps, opening the door. I said, I don't kiss him. Lay in bed the whole time. And I'll be the biggest pain in the ass pregnant person you've ever seen. I'll run around. Just take half the dialogue. But he wanted her thing, and money in a paper bag in October. I mean, and he wanted a credit. Yeah, it was all this insanity. It wasn't Cindy, but she thought, oh, he loves me. He's taking care of me. Yeah.
Penny Marshall died this month at the age of 75. Stan Lee invented the marvelous Marvel comic successes. He remained a character himself all of his life.
No, it's fun. I like guys working with guys like you. I like working with people with a sense of humor and people who enjoy what they do. I enjoy what I do, and I don't enjoy interviews. I mean, this will be hell. We're going to stand. I have to listen to your question. I want to be doing all the talking, but you keep interrupting me with questions. I heard there was a job open at this publishing company, and they published men's magazines and adventure magazines and westerns and detectives, and they also had a little comic book line. I applied for the job, and I found out it was for the comic book division, which was a two-man operation, Jack Kirby and Joe Simon. And I was hired to fill the ink wells. They used ink in those days, and to run down and get him a sandwich and to do proofreading. And I was the best proofreader you ever saw, because I enjoyed those stories. I couldn't wait to read them. And then they let me do some writing because there was nobody else around. And for some reason that I never knew why, they got fired after a while. And I was the only guy left in the department. So the publisher said to me, hey, can you run things until I hire an adult? I was only about 18. I said, you know, when you're 18, what do you know? I said, sure, I can do it.
And he did do it. The marvelous Marvel man himself, Stan Lee, died in November of this year, November 12th. He was 95. Burt Reynolds, the actor, always associated with muscle cars due to the themes of his comic romps. You probably saw one of them.
Well, my first car was my dad's, which yeah. I used to take out when he went to sleep, which wasn't took a long time for him to go to sleep. He was a cop, and he was chief of police. Yeah, everybody heard. He came and looked for me, I guess, after I snuck out, and I wasn't there, and then he went down, his car wasn't there. So he got somebody to come pick him up, and he tracked me down and took me home. But that began a whole cat-and-mouse game that we had for years and years. Well, he had a lot of punishments for me. He used to warm up on my rear end with a paddle pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't have had a better dad. He was honest as the day is long. He was the chief of police, and he was just a straight arrow. I'd have the very first Trans Am I had. It was the year we made the movie. Jerry said, honey, hush.
He nicknamed
that summed it up. Yeah. There's a couple of people that I lost that are irreplaceable. Jerry's one, and the other was Dom DeLuise. It does. When I think about him, it's hard, you know. It's because they're irreplaceable. You know, where are you going to find them?
And now where are we going to find another Burt Reynolds? Burt Reynolds, a couple years before his death, discussing his partners Jerry Reed and Dom DeLuise and all the movies that he had so much fun making. Burt Reynolds died September 6th. He was 82. If you watch Fox News, you know the name Charles Krauthammer. He was also a syndicated columnist for years, a conservative commentator, and he passed away this year.
But first, I have to congratulate you on voting for the first time today. On the other hand, before you get too excited, just remember it's all rigged anyway. You're absolutely right. That's the driving force. It explains the Trump phenomenon. It explains the Sanders phenomenon. And what you've got is a conundrum that we really haven't faced. We've been under sort of the Reaganite rules and assumptions, which is if taxes are cut, regulations are cut back, you get enough of a growth that it covers. I mean, it's the lifting, it's the rising tide lifting all boats. But it turns out that there's a sort of a profound development going on, which is a shift from an industrial to an information economy. And that is leaving behind those people, we see it in the Trump legions, who are less educated, less adapted to an information economy, and are losing.
Charles Krauthammer, conservative commentator, not a politician, and also a syndicated columnist for years. Charles Krauthammer died on June 21st. He was 68. This next man was famous for his love of life, travel, food, drink, people, just about everything, music. And we were shocked by the suicide this year of Anthony Bourdain.
Uninhibited creative freedom is something that I've been incredibly fortunate to have for the better part of my entire television career. Unlike anyone else I know of in television, I've been free to do whatever I want, to make the shows I want, anywhere I want, with whom I want, in any style I want. At first, I don't know any other way, and by now, I won't have it any other way. Life is good. Why settle for less? And by the same token, when you're given that much freedom and you have essentially no interference and nothing but support behind you, what you don't want to do is get lazy and bored and sloppy. To me, I'd much rather not make TV at all, or make even unsuccessful TV, than make competent television. You know, it's very easy to make a conventional travel or food show at this point. It's like shooting porn. It's the same shot sequence and the same sort of limited terminology. You know how all of the little pieces work, where you have to start and where you have to end. I detest competent, workmanlike storytelling.
I hope you heard Anthony Bourdain say that life was good just a couple of years before he committed suicide in a Paris hotel suite. June 8th, Anthony Bourdain was only 61. This man you know. In fact, you maybe even call your children mini-me the way that so many people have in the past. He was a star of the Austin Power films, and his name was Vern Troyer.
I'm a rare type of dwarf. It's called cartilage hair hypoplasia. And, you know, I don't know if you heard of Billy Barty. He was also in the show business.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm the same type as him. So it's, you come out, I mean, you're born kind of proportioned. And, you know, you look pretty much normal, yeah. Except for being small. I had moved to Texas. I was like 23, 24. And I got a call about, you know, somebody needing a stunt double for a nine-month-old baby. Somebody that was agile enough. And the movie was called Baby's Day Out. I don't know if you've seen it. But I did all the stunts. The baby gets into trouble, you know, in the city. And growing up, my dad was, he didn't treat me any different than my brother and sister, who are average size. My parents are average size. So I had to do everything that they did. And, you know, it just physically made me strong and made me confident. And see, I don't really look at me being small.
His name was Vern Troyer. He starred as Mini-Me in many of the movies known as the Austin Powers films, and he was only 49 years old. You may not recall the name R. Lee Ermey, E-R-M-E-Y, R. Lee Ermey, but you know him. You'll recognize his Marine Drill Sergeant character from Full Metal Jacket.
I love working for Uncle Sam.
I love working for Uncle Sam.
Let me know just who I am.
Let me know just who I am.
1, 2, 3, 4, United States Marine Corps.
1, 2, 3, 4, United States Marine Corps.
1, 2, 3, 4, I love the Marine Corps.
1, 2, 3, 4, I love the Marine Corps.
My Corps.
My Corps.
Your Corps.
Your Corps.
Our Corps.
Our Corps.
Marine Corps.
Marine Corps.
I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Eskimo pussy is mighty cold.
Eskimo pussy is mighty cold.
Lee Ermey died April 5th. The Marine was 74 years old. Who's the world's smartest scientist now that Stephen Hawking is gone? Stephen Hawking conducted groundbreaking research into quantum physics, black holes, the Big Bang, the unified theory of the universe and the cosmos.
An essentially unchanging and everlasting universe seemed so much more natural. It was only after the discovery of the cosmic microwave background, about 2 years into my PhD research, that I realized I had been wrong. General relativity predicted that the universe should have a beginning. Up to 1970, my main research interest was in the Big Bang singularity of cosmology, rather than the singularities or black holes that Penrose had shown would occur in collapsing stars. My work on black holes began with a eureka moment, a few days after the birth of my daughter, Lucy. While getting into bed, I realized that I could apply to black holes the causal structure theory I had developed for singularity theorems. In particular, the area of the horizon, the boundary of the black hole, would always increase.
And so it does. Stephen Hawking suffered from Lou Gehrig's disease, but he figured out that there was a black hole at the center of every galaxy in the universe, and they only get bigger. Stephen Hawking died March 14th at the age of 76. When we come back, the person from 1965 had a hit record called You Don't Know How Glad I Am, and she died this year at the age of 81.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.
So join the Travel Trio for topical travel talk found on Rudy Max's World or engage us anytime online at RM World Travel.
Heard Sundays on News Radio 560 KPQ from 10 a.m. to noon. The The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Coming up on 1234 here at News Radio 560 KPQ, Michael Knight in our Palatial Radio studios. And today we're looking back in the year 2018, taking a close and long look at those we've left behind, the entertainers and the celebrities that we've come to know who passed away this year. This woman was a well-respected vocalist and jazz singer, yet her biggest hit was the pop tune, You Don't Know How Glad I Am, released in 1965.
My love has no beginning, my love has no end. No front or back, and my love won't bend. I'm a little lost in spin, loving you. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am.
Singer Nancy Wilson died December 13th. Nancy Wilson was 81. In the mid-1970s, Margot Kidder was a film star, best known for her portrayal of Lois Lane in the Superman films. Here she interviews Christopher Reeves, portraying Superman.
Would you like a glass of wine?
No thanks. I never drink when I fly.
Should we get started with the interview?
Let's start with your vital statistics.
Are you married?
No, not.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't, but, if I did, Miss Lane, you'd be the first to know about it.
How old are you?
Over 21.
Oh, I get it. You don't want anyone to know how old. Okay. And how big are you? How tall are you?
About 6'4".
6'4". And, how much do you weigh?
Around 225.
225? I assume then that the rest of your bodily functions are normal?
Probably the best Lois Lane of them all. Margot Kidder left show business. She died May 13th. The actress Margot Kidder was 69. He was a playwright and a screenwriter, maybe one of the most famous, especially for writing comedy. His name, Neil Simon, famous for creating The Odd Couple and so many other shows. Here he talks about the physical act of writing.
I started writing right on the typewriter, and I did that for a number of years, and gradually I found out that it was killing my back, because you're sitting in one position the worst possible way, and it's only in the last 10, 15 years, maybe, that I've learned to write in notepads, spiral notepads. I like to write on narrow ruled paper. You cannot find them in hardly any university where I usually go to. If I'm staying in a big town, I'll go to a university hoping to have it, but it's all college ruled. And the reason I like it thin ruled, narrow ruled, is because it's like writing sheet music. You get to see as much as you can in one glance of the eye, so you could see if there's too many long speeches. I mean, you'd see it if you turned the page, if it was on wider paper. But you don't get a sense of the rhythm of it, the music of it. And it's funny that I read a book of short pieces by David Mamet, and one of the pieces was how he loves these narrow-ruled books.
Narrow-ruled books, narrow-ruled paper, the key to his great success. Neil Simon died August 26th. He was 91. Football fans know Chuck Knox. He was the head coach of the Seahawks, known for his ground-chuck running game. He also coached the L.A. Rams to greatness.
Do you know me? I've been winning pro football games for years, but most people still think my place is on the sidelines. That's why I wanted my own TV show. Now, every Monday night, I can show you what's important on the field and off. Seahawks strategies, player profiles, my picks for next week. And to make sure no one's just sitting on the sidelines, I want you to make the calls.
The Chuck Knox Show. Don't go to bed Mondays without it.
Coach Chuck Knox finished his career with the Buffalo Bills. He died in Washington State at the age of 86. Another football star died long before his time. Cougar quarterback Tyler Hilinski took his own life at the end of last season.
Yeah, I felt like we were executing on offense. I felt everybody was doing their jobs.
besides the turnovers, for sure. The offensive line played their butts off tonight. I mean, besides that one play where I held on to the ball too long, I mean, I had tons of time back there. Wide receivers were getting open, just some critical plays where I made mistakes is really what it came down to. You know, I think I was just trying to do too much, trying to make it all happen in one play. I mean, it just comes with some experience. I'm just going to learn from this and, you know, become a better player from it.
That's the voice of Tyler Herlinski. He committed suicide on January 16th. He was only 21. Another Coug, one of the greatest of them all, was sports announcer Keith Jackson.
The hyperbole is done. Now we can finally play the game. Look at that. Goes into the end zone, and it is incomplete. Hold the phone, everybody. There's a penalty flag thrown, and I think it's against Miami. The loyalty of college football is in assembly at the Rose Bowl 2006. He's going for the corner. He's got it. Vince Young scores. Texas has defeated Southern California to win the national championship of college football.
The great Coug, Keith Jackson, one of the all-time greats, died on January 12th. He was 89. This man also played in the game of sports. Stretch was his name. He played first base. His name was Willie McCovey, and he could certainly hit the ball. And here he is during his induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I realize the weather is threatening, but a lot of people passed through my life during my long baseball career, and I hope you'll bear with me because I'd like to mention them all. You know, I've been thinking, even though it's raining, it's still a perfect kind of day for me. Standing here on this stage, celebrating the pinnacle of my life and my career. And one reason it seems so right today, because it's the summertime and it's Sunday. Sundays and summertime only mean two things to me. That means it's a time for baseball and it's a time for families.
The great Willie McCovey died October 31st. He was 80 years old. When we come back, we'll look at a man who was on F Troop and also, I'll play it when I get to it.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Five, Russell right back to the line of scrimmage. Throwing, he's got Lockett near side. He's got it, the 30, the 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Seahawks!
The 2018 regular season comes to an end as the Seahawks battle the Arizona Cardinals. Hi, this is Steve Rabel. Join me this Sunday, pregame at 11, kickoff at 1:25, right here on the Seahawks Radio Network.
You get it here. Seahawks football. News Radio 560, KPQ.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
It's 12:48. This is News Radio 560 KPQ. I'm Michael Knight here in Wenatchee, sitting in our little studio talking about the people who have left us in the year of 2018, the entertainers and the celebrities that we lost. It's the national attrition. As we said at the beginning of the show, nobody gets out of this alive. You remember Ken Berry? Do you? He was the nice guy actor in F Troop and Mayberry RFD. He was always surrounded by lunatics and crazies and clowns, and he always was the straight guy, the sensible one, who always ended up with the short end of the stick. You'll remember his voice here from F Troop.
Just a little higher, Duffy. We want to make sure those horns are not at pants level.
I know what you mean, sir.
Sergeant O'Rourke, Corporal Agard reporting, sir.
Eddie, you can just put those down, Duffy.
Yes.
Now, it has come to my attention that you men are not talking to each other. Now, what seems to be the problem?
Who'd tell you a thing like that, sir?
I told the captain.
You've got a loud bugle and a mouth to match.
You can't talk to me like that, Agar.
He can talk to you any way he wants.
No, wait a minute, man.
The minute you hear something, you go running right to the captain.
Well, I just think it's stupid for two friends not to be talking.
Who are you calling stupid?
Now, gentlemen, listen. We can't have non-commissioned officers not talking to each other and not talking to the men under them.
From F Troop, Ken Berry died this December. Ken Berry was 85. Aretha Franklin released her hits. It was entitled A Brand New Me, recorded with the Philharmonic Orchestra. Did you ever hear that album? It was really an interesting thing. They took the original tapes of Aretha singing her hits, mixed them with a new backing accompaniment by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and put out an album that was fabulous. She took on an Elton John song and made it her own, and we lost Aretha Franklin this year. Here she sings Elton John's The Border Song. Aretha Franklin with a song that should have been called Holy Moses, but it wasn't. It's called The Border Song by Elton John and Bernie Taupin, sung by Aretha, just showing you that she can make any song her own, whether she's singing with the boys playing behind her in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, or with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra from her album, A Brand New Me. Aretha died this year, and we miss the Queen of Soul. I'm Michael Knight. We've taken a look backwards at the year 2018 to take a look and remember the entertainers and the celebrities that we lost this year. It's 12:53.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.